This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Carolinas still bracing for Hurricane Florence, which has been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane. But Ed Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center says that doesn't change most of what's most dangerous from the storm, including the storm surge.
Problem is that storm surge is dependent on two factors of the wind. So while the maximum intensity has come down, the wind field has expanded. That's balanced that out, and so we're still expecting the storm surge values that we were talking about yesterday, upwards of perhaps 9 to 13 feet.
It's expected to make landfall near the North and South Carolina border late today or early tomorrow. Six people, including the gunman, dead after a shooting spree in Bakersfield, California, that started at a trucking company where the suspect shot and killed his wife and two men, then killed two other men at a home, and then he killed himself. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon announcing he is not going to run for president. Dimon making the announcement yesterday after earlier saying that he thinks he could beat President Trump, though he might not be able to win the Democratic primaries. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon remains steamed that the Trump administration's diverted $10 million from FEMA to ICE.
He says the money was meant for response and recovery to things like Hurricane Florence. In their response, a spokesman from the Department of Homeland Security said the funds cut from FEMA were from routine operating expenses and could not have been used for hurricane response. Homeland Security also said that under no circumstances was any disaster relief funding transferred from FEMA to ICE services. I'm Wendy King.
Both New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and challenger Cynthia Nixon say they're confident going into today's Democratic primary there. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China says it welcomes an invitation from the United States for a new round of trade talks. The announcement hours ago coming as the Trump administration said it was moving to ramp up the trade war with more tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese products. White House Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow saying yesterday that the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin had sent an invitation to senior Chinese officials. Now a Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman in Beijing tells reporters China has received the invitation and the countries with the world's two biggest economies are now discussing the details. The U.S. House of Representatives is moving to make it illegal to eat dogs and cats in America. A bill the House passed yesterday outlaws the slaughter, transportation, sale, and possession of dogs and cats for consumption. Now, one of the sponsors, Florida Republican Vern Buchanan, says the bill is aimed at the 44 states that don't have specific laws making it illegal to eat dogs and cats. The other sponsor, Florida Democrat Alcee Hastings, says says the House voted to unify animal cruelty laws nationwide. The only states where it's already illegal to eat dogs and cats are California, Georgia, Hawaii, Michigan, New York, and Virginia. This bill now heads to the U.S. Senate. Next time you head to the Internet, you can find us there at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about here, and that's the way we roll. Thank you for joining us as we continue to encourage you to stay activated. If you like your country, and you like where it's going, the power is in your hands like never before. You know, Donald Trump on Inauguration Day announced to everybody the country was going to be returned back to the people. And it's in the people's hands now more than ever. We, the people. And I know many times when I talk about that, people ask me, say, well, what do you mean we the people? I go, well, read the Constitution. It's right there that we're in the authority position, but if we're not going to exercise and hold on to our authority, well, the elites are happy to turn the organizational chart upside down and put them on top, but our founding fathers never expected that way. Kevin Ring is with us. He's the president of Families Against Mandatory Minimums, author of Scalia's Court, A Legacy of Landmark Opinions and Dissents. Kevin Ring, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here, Kevin. What's your read on this deal? I mean, you know, as I was saying about we the people, it's always been that way, that the power is with the people. But if we're not exercising our authority, if we're not activated, then we have a runaway government, don't we?
Well, that's true. And in particular, this is the fight I think we're having over the Supreme Court, which is that I think both sides, but more on the left, tend to view the Supreme Court as the fail-safe, as when they can't win, when they lose at the ballot box, that the court will, salvage victories. And so the fight we see every time there's a confirmation hearing gets amped up because the court has taken on this outsized role in our country. I mean, for democracy, the court should be, as Alexander Picker called it, the least dangerous branch. This should be the one that's, you know, resolving disputes and only taking fights that come to it. But there's a different view, which is we're going to use the courts to win in ways we can't at the ballot box. And so that is a loss of democracy, but some people welcome that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we hear separation of powers, I mean, it's interesting that that particular issue is not discussed, or the court is not discussed in that light much. Is it, Kevin?
Well, no. I mean, it really is an eye of the beholder, right? I mean, we think the court is activist when it's coming to decisions we like, and we think we don't like, and we think it's doing its job when it's weighing in ways that we do like. And so I'm afraid it's become a political football. And it's not supposed to be marked by this sort of political partisan fighting that you see in the political branches. I mean, it is totally fine that Congress is a food fight every day.
Right.
And that people have different views. I mean, the court's not supposed to be that. And I think you're seeing it lose, you know, sort of its standing when during confirmation hearings like this, you have some Democratic senators saying, well, if you get on, now there's going to be this many Republican appointees, and you guys are going to all find this way or that way. Well, that's not always the case. I mean, if you do your job right as a judge, you're not always going to come to decisions that you personally would agree with. Mm-hmm. But for some, that is the way they see it. I mean, Justice Scalia used to say, it must be great to believe in a living Constitution because every day you wake up and the Constitution means exactly what you want it to mean.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's a different view of judging,
mm-hmm.
but it's gaining currency.
Well, let's go back to 1973. Probably one of the most activist actions taken by the court was Roe v. Wade. And if I remember correctly here, Kevin, that was probably the door opener, which isn't to say that you had activist decisions prior to that. It's been a little bit of a bite of the apple along the way. But that was a huge landmark decision by the court that really,
yeah.
really empowered, as you say, those on the left that said, look, if you know, I don't want to do the messy work of debate at the legislative level. I'll just get an activist judge like they did in California to eradicate 8 million votes. I mean, to me, that's real obvious when you start eradicating, you know, the votes of we the people. Whoa, man, you are in dangerous ground here. But, you know, it happened, and it was like Atlas Shrugged, Kevin. You know, even the voters in California just kind of yawned. I guess we must have been wrong or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and what it triggers is, you know, now you have these marches on the Supreme Court. I mean, that's where the March for Life ends up every year. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea that protesters, regardless of the issue, because it's not just on that issue, on mm-hmm. other issues, that protesters gather outside the Supreme Court and chant, and that it's a scene of sort of a political rally, is so foreign to the idea of what a court is supposed to be, right?
Mm.
The court is supposed to be immune from political pressure.
Right.
That's why they get life tenure. That's why they're insulated the way they are. And so the idea of trying to bring public pressure on judges is so, I don't know, you know, it's so perverted from what we should want.
Mm.
But I'm afraid, and I say this honestly, I think both sides do it. I think both sides, when they, you know, when they don't get a ruling they like, I mean, they're attacking judges for bias or these different things, and it really denigrates the role of the court. So to the point where now I'm afraid too many Americans do view it as a political body.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then the end result is what we're seeing now with these confirmation hearings.
Well, really, because it's... Go ahead.
Well, it was just Justice Scalia was confirmed 98 to nothing.
Yes.
That wouldn't happen today, right?
I mean... Exactly.
So Lindsey Graham said, look, I voted for Justices Sotomayor and Kagan. Why? Not because I would have picked them if I were president, but because they were qualified and they had the right temperament and they had experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, that's what happens when you lose an election. The other
exactly.
side gets the pick.
That's right.
And now we just don't have that view. Like, all norms and customs are gone, and it's all about power. And so it doesn't matter that Brett Kavanaugh sat on the second highest court in the land or that he was viewed unanimously as well-qualified from the ABA.
Mm-hmm.
Those things don't matter. It's he doesn't rule the way I want him to, so we're going to use any tactic to stop him.
I mean, could you imagine, Kevin, I mean, if all of a sudden – you know, the people find out who the umpires are for Game 7 of a World Series, and the groups go and find out where they live, and they start chanting outside their houses to sway, you know, their influence even before the game, you know, how an umpire is going to rule during a baseball game. I mean, is this what we're coming down to? It's so crazy.
I think so. And again, my concern is that people are not worried about the principles anymore, and they see... You know, they see President Trump as something totally different, but if anything, he's a symptom of a problem. He's not the problem itself. I mean, he didn't create what we see now, which is everything is a power struggle. So for some progressives, too, it was always about, oh, there's too much money in politics. Now they're totally comfortable with that when they can flood money into certain races to lift up progressive candidates. There's just no norms anymore.
Well, no doubt, this president has really been one to pull the veil back. on the underbelly of our, you know, political biology. You know, can we handle the truth, or is this something we're just going to have to, you know, this is just part of the process, and as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. You know, are we going to learn the lessons that we need to know to get on the other side of this to where we could possibly begin to embrace civility to some degree, at least some more than what we have today. Kevin Ring is with us, and we're going to continue our conversation on the other side of the break, so stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hey, we're back. back with you, America. Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Kevin Ring is our guest. Kevin is the president of Families Against Mandatory Minimums, author of the book Scalia's Court, A Legacy of Landmark Opinions and Dissents. To your point, Kevin, about the contention and lack of civility, I mean, it's almost this Trump derangement syndrome is crazy. Here we've got Florence, Hurricane Florence bearing in on the Carolinas right now. It is expected to hit landfall maybe sometime today through Saturday. And it's a mess here. The president has assured everyone in saying that all the agencies are, you know, they're well prepared for this huge impending storm. And, you know, and his opponents, I guess they're just so upset at every turn. They just want to find something to get amped up about. They're threatening, you know, some big political price could be paid if this ends up like George W. Bush's Katrina. As if President Trump could control the weather, I guess. I don't know.
Well, this is the madness. I hear people, you know, President Trump taking credit for the economic numbers, people saying, oh, this is absurd. How can he do that? And I'm fine with that response, frankly. But can we just stop acting as if presidents control much of this stuff anyway, no matter what side they're on?
Right.
I mean, we're in a global economy, and people still blame the president of the United States for a world petroleum prices. There's just something wrong with that, you know, and it's just we just beat people over the head with whatever, and like, you know, it's like there's just no consistency, right? But when it comes to the filibuster, it comes to any of these issues, it's just like whatever side has power, this side's exchange talking points, and now I'm going to use this to criticize you, even though before I said it was okay, and it's just ridiculous. And yeah, I mean, there is a sense with this natural disaster that it's like everyone, the media is on pins and needles, hoping for him to fail,
right?
And
exactly.
ready to pin him on, you know, pin it on him, and that. It's grotesque, but it's. I think it's more just the culture that we live in.
I'm concerned of the effect on everyday Americans. You know, the forgotten man and woman, Main Street America, is going, this is a circus. You know, why should I get involved? And it's like, I know it's a circus, and I know you may want to take a shower afterwards, but we need you in the fight. Because reason needs to reign, you know, like anything. If you don't have something to, balance out the acidity, you know, we're in trouble. So we need some reason in this conversation. I mean, because at every turn, I mean, you know, $10 million is diverted from, from Homeland Security that was for training and that. It wasn't for preparedness. And a Democrat, of course, with presidential aspirations, you know, blows this up, and you know, we got this big issue going on for $10 million being diverted toward ICE, which you know, we have a growing number of Democrats that want ICE to be disbanded for some insane reason. So
you want the people to stay active though, and not be so jaded that they think they can't make change.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, is that they just get overwhelmed with the idiocy of it all. Kevin, as the president of Families Against Mandatory Minimums, I wrote an op-ed on this issue that as it related to the NFL, for example, because here we are, we got a, you know, we had game one last week and of the season, and hoping that they would get beyond this. I think the owners have tried. This is just a mess. They can't seem to get this together. And it was all started, for all intent and purposes, by Colin Kaepernick, who's now the face of Nike, and he's now being elevated and everything. And my question to the NFL is, the president has been pretty proactive. I mean, he has a group of people and counselors who have come together and are talking about prison reform and some of these other issues that supposedly the NFL are concerned about. And my question to the NFL is, where are you? Are you guys showing up there? I mean, you know, why don't you do what Kim Kardashian did? I mean, you know, Kim flew out from California, goes and meets with the president, and, you know, liberates somebody that she believed in. And, you know, where's the NFL? You know, why don't they go and meet with the president? And, you know, what I said in the op-ed is that I believe that if the NFL went to the White House and met with the president, were proactive in a right and a civil way about the cause there, there would be some effective change in much the same way that Kim did. And I said, my closing statement was, I wouldn't be surprised if President Trump would take a knee with you in the White House, you know, praying for wisdom and how to deal with this.
Yeah, I think you're right that it's been slow. I think the players have actually, there's been some players who have been really good about this. They're not just throwing bombs. They're really approaching this in a thoughtful way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've convinced the league, if for no other reason, the league, you know, is listening to its members and trying to resolve this fight, and they want this controversy to go away. Roger Goodell spent 12 hours earlier this week in Louisiana sitting through bail hearings and court proceedings and getting briefed with players and stuff. So I think that's happening more, and I think it's a good thing. And I think it's good because there's a lot to learn, and the criminal justice system is something that, unless you've been involved, it's totally foreign. And because we're mostly, we want to believe the best in people, and that's right to do, we think, oh, it can't possibly produce these unjust results that I hear about. Mm-hmm. And it's not a product necessarily of bad intent or of people acting, you know, badly. It's bad systems, and
yes,
you have
exactly
to observe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go see it for yourself. And so I think that's starting to happen. I think you're right that it's slow. I think they can be more positive and productive and help make change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the relationship with Trump is obviously, I mean, he's hammering them, you know, every weekend and stuff. So I think that they, I don't know whether they're going to be able to work with him, but I hope that they take a positive role.
I think they can. I think they can work with him. I don't know if Colin Kaepernick can, because Colin Kaepernick, first of all, the way he came out, he was he didn't have a solid message. He was all over the place. And then on top of that, then he wears socks with, you know, pigs depicted as police officers. No bueno. Then he's wearing a T-shirt, you know, promoting socialism and communism, and especially an individual that was horrific and as his hero, which is typical of college campuses today. You know, you got these kids wearing Che Guevara T-shirts and others, you know, and Mao and whatever. And you say, do you knuckleheads know, even know? I mean, are you trying to impress your prejudiced, you know, professor so that you can get a better grade? Is that what this is all about? Are you trying to be so cool? You know, you have no idea of what these people have done, how many people they've murdered, and what they've participated in. That's a little difficult. But if you're really want to do something about the unjust system, and I agree with you here, Kevin, and support the cause, then there's a time and place. It doesn't happen at a football game in the middle of the national anthem. I mean, let's figure this out. I mean, this to me, it's a no-brainer. But, you know, for the sake of attention and all the wrong attention, then you've screwed up the whole process. I mean, you're really not advancing the cause. Again, going back to what we initially spoke about, and that's having reason and civility.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what happens is the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and the most, you know, in our culture today, the most angry and flamboyant get the attention. But there are players like Malcolm Jenkins for the Eagles who, you know, at first it might have been more of a knee-jerk reaction, but he, you know, decided he was going to get smarter about these issues and really learn and take the time to study. And so he would do ride-arounds with cops, and he would, you know, go to court, meet with families affected, prosecutors, police, everybody.
Right.
And, you know, his views may not be that much different than Kaepernick's. I mean, I'm not sure because I don't know Kaepernick as well, but they're really informed. And, I mean, you know, he could debate you on it, and he could talk to you about these issues. He has policies that he wants to promote. He's not just rabble-rousing. I mean, there's concrete fixes he wants. And I think that kind of effort should be praised. And there are more and more starting to do that, and I think it's great.
And I'm glad you're bringing this up. And, yes, we can thank. I guess you can be thankful for Kaepernick. It's just, you know, for him doing what he's done, it's just that at first it seemed a little misguided, and especially when you had a career that was, you know, failing, and he figured, well, maybe it was the attention getting for maybe the wrong reasons. But again, sometimes you get those opportunities that come about, and you take that which is meant for bad, and you get people rising up, and we make it into good. That's the American way, is it not?
It is, and we should focus on the message.
Coming to theaters September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Lou Sam Brady, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you can run a 4-7 mile again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
Help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Carolinas still bracing for Hurricane Florence, which has been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane. But Ed Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center says that doesn't change most of what's most dangerous from the storm, including the storm surge.
Problem is that storm surge is dependent on two factors of the wind. So while the maximum intensity has come down, the wind field has expanded. That's balanced that out, and so we're still expecting the storm surge values that we were talking about yesterday, upwards of perhaps 9 to 13 feet.
It's expected to make landfall near the North and South Carolina border late today or early tomorrow. Six people, including the gunman, dead after a shooting spree in Bakersfield, California, that started at a trucking company where the suspect shot and killed his wife and two men, then killed two other men at a home, and then he killed himself. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
No matter what comes my way, I'll let my life radiate your light now, always.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for the Counterculture Mom. And as usual, we've got lots to talk about, so we better jump into the deep end right away. Tina Marie Griffin is with us. Tina, how are we doing?
Hey, doing good. Yeah, lots to report once again.
Well, right off the top, you knocked me over with this Netflix mocking Christianity with girls singing a sexual hymn, Sweet Jesus Inside Me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I knew you were going to start with that one, and my guts are twisting, and I'm not joking. I physically feel sick after watching this video and reading it.
Well, you know, we just had a discussion with Pastor Robert Jeffers. He's written a new book, Choosing the Extraordinary Life, and he depicts Elijah. He brings to mind, the prophet Elijah and the condition of, of Israel at that time. And I got to tell you, it sounds so much like where, America is, the comparative, because, a lot of people there during that period of time, they just didn't see God. They didn't believe that, God was active in their lives, and they did as they darn well pleased. They were mocking God, and here it is. Here's America today, at this point. And I got to imagine for some people, Tina, just say, that's when you, can you send a bolt of lightning down here or something? Because this is just going absolutely, bat crazy.
It is. And you know what? If you're a believer in the Lord or not, you can't tell me that you're sitting and watching a show like this with a bunch of teen girls. They basically had a Miss Magic Jesus pageant mocking Christ and talking about having sexual relations, getting it on with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and saying, please write me deep, deep, deep in my Holy Father and doing a really sick mockery for 3 minutes. I mean, one line isn't even justifiable. 3 minutes. So you can't tell me that this scene is someone who doesn't know the Lord, refuses to believe in the Lord, is an atheist, whatever you want to call it, is sitting on the couch and not knowing that this is wrong to watch or support. And for Netflix to approve a show like this, shame on them. We don't see other TV shows today on Netflix, on regular channels for that matter, that rip apart other people's religions. And to do this, it should just be seriously illegal.
Yeah, they're so brave. Why didn't they do this about Muhammad?
That's about it. There's even a sex scene later on in that show where there's the two main characters having oral sex on top of Noah's Ark. I mean, that's how disgusting this show is. And why I put a thing out on Facebook last week encouraging people to cancel Netflix, and I can't tell you, Bill, how many people commented below saying, just cancel, this crossed the line, cancel, 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 cancel.
Mm-hmm.
It's at that point now with Netflix. There's just way too many shows on there where I'm at the point now, nope, it's no longer justifiable to pay one penny towards a company that's doing stuff like this. It's crazy.
Yeah, we've canceled our subscription a long time ago, and it's almost like I want to join up just to cancel again, you know, because this is, you know, it's
awesome.
It's ridiculous. I mean, that this is taking place, but you know, this is what is lowering, you know, the common denominator of, you know, for our kids. And, you know, they look at this, think somehow it's okay. And it's interesting how perverted this is, because they must have some belief, as screwed up as it is.
Yep.
They must have some perverted belief of God and Jesus to even come up with this, you know. Think about it. Isn't that weird?
Completely agree. If they didn't believe he existed or wasn't even a man that walked the earth or any kind of part to believe in Christ, yeah, they would have no reason to bash somebody they believe never existed. You and I are so much alike on that. It's just so many people that don't believe in the Lord try to bash someone that they say they don't believe in. It doesn't make any sense. And why spend the time and the energy? So usually when you dig deep with people like that, it's a deep hurt. Something happened to them. They were burned at a church. Something happened traumatic in their life. So a lot of times when I have conversations with people on the road, that's what it is. The anger melts away when I dig in deep and talk to a kid backstage. They share what happened. This is why I don't believe in God, because this, this, and this. And then I have to help dissect according to scripture, this, this, and this. And then they realize, well, yep, you know what? I was abused. Or I went to a church and it totally fell apart around me. And how could there be a God to X, Y, Z? And then I explain to them, well, it's not God that caused this. It's sin in the world.
Yeah.
And you realize these people that hate God or don't believe he exists actually have anger towards him because of something that happened to him in the past. It's very wild once we dig in.
It is heartbreaking. And Tina, I wanted to clear up something, because I know some people might have misunderstood. When I talk about a bolt of lightning coming down, it's not, I know some people immediately thought, oh, okay, you just want to fry these kids or whatever. No, the bolt of lightning is the lightning of truth. It's the Holy Spirit that will come in and confront them in much the same way that Jesus confronted people who were lost in their sin, like the woman at the well. She didn't even know it. She was just going along, and all of a sudden she's confronted with the truth. And what does she do? She changes her ways. I mean, she realizes, okay, I got to get right with God here. And that's what this is all about. You know, the mockery that's taken place, because the thing that shudders me here is that God will not be mocked. You will reap what you sow. You do not. You don't want to play with this stuff. This is dangerous stuff. I mean, this isn't even Russian roulette. Russian roulette, you got a chance of pulling the trigger and the bullet not coming out. This is more so. You are playing Russian roulette with a bullet in every chamber when you start mocking God. If you understand what I'm saying.
Totally. And I thought you were saying Belt of Lightning. I was picturing Netflix going up in flames just so it can no longer pump out grotesque entertainment for our kids. So we both had our own little visuals of Netflix.
Well, I wanted to make sure people understood that, look, because this is the misunderstanding that happens with people of faith, is that we're perceived as being haters. We're haters of the sin, not the sinner, because guess what? We were sinners, too. We still are. I mean, nobody is perfect here. But we just need to understand what the difference is and what is our target focus. If our target focus is to bring glory to God, then, you know, we will know the difference. We'll know when we're not glorifying God and when we're being knuckleheads. And yes, people of faith, Christians, yes, ladies and gentlemen, sadly so, we fall short. And we blow it, but immediately, because of our relationship with the Holy Spirit, we realize we blow it, and we ask for forgiveness. We do the best we can. Again, in our own way, in our own measure, we extend grace because of the grace that God has given us.
Amen to that. And I do want to say there's light at the end of this lightning bolt, at the end of the tunnel here, with a one show that mocks Christ, another one that has conservative, amazing values, and Last Man Standing is coming back, and I want to let people know there is positive entertainment that exists out there. Thank you to some amazing fans. Basically, when ABC first announced the show's cancellation, there were a couple fans that said, oh, no, we have to have our voice heard. They started a Facebook petition to let people know, hey, let's all sign this petition and make the network's aware that we will not have our shows canceled just to have more and more sex violent content out there for our kids. We want a conservative show for our families to watch together, you know, once a week at least. So one of the fans, his name was Chris Miller, Chad Miller started one of the largest online signing petitions deal on Facebook. I started a group, and because of him primarily and several other major fans, this show was picked up by Fox. It caught their attention. He got to actually go meet the cast of the show, and they were very thankful that these fans spoke up to get this show back on. And it's coming back out in 2 weeks, September 28th. So I want people listening in to support this program, because when Fox does something like this, it really does show, hey, we want something positive. Just when they canceled Lucifer a couple of months ago, granted, Netflix picked it up, don't watch Lucifer, they are starting to realize what America wants to watch. So I give two thumbs up this week to Fox for doing what they're probably doing with Last Man Standing.
Well, I can't, you know, here it is. You got an established brand product, and the competition lets it go. It wasn't like it was some kind of turkey product. It was very successful. They just chose to let it go, and, you know, their competition, Fox, was smart enough to see the value of gold in them, our hills, and went after it. You know, I don't know about you, Tina, but, you know, the networks, I don't watch much network television these days because, you know, there's just, like you say, the offerings are pretty anemic.
Yes.
But I find myself, you know, I remember in the old days, you could always, you know, you could find something good on any one of the three networks, and then it got down to there was one, and then now there's none. I mean, where you go through and, you know, I don't want to watch Big Brother. I don't want to watch people, you know, frolicking as they do and all the hedonism that's taking place. I mean, it's like one crazy show after another. Well, anyway, we got to go to break. We got more from Tina.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This report is brought to you by U.S. Express. With low unemployment contributing to a severe driver shortage, national trucking company U.S. Express is introducing a college scholarship program to help attract and retain drivers. The program is open to all of U.S. Express's roughly 7,000 drivers and, in a first, their dependents, age 17 to 26. All professionally trained U.S. Express drivers can enroll in the company's Full Ride program to earn a degree online through Ashford University. Each driver may enroll up to two dependents at one time. Eric Fuller, president and CEO of U.S. Express, discusses this new initiative.
In order to attract more drivers, many companies are offering increased pay and signing bonuses. In addition to doing that, U.S. Express is proud to be the first trucking company ever to offer our drivers and their families a full ride to earn a bachelor's or master's degree in the field of their choice.
U.S. Express is one of the top five largest truckload carriers in the United States. For more, visit usexpress.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, great news here. Hey, Tina, I've got, we talked with David A.R. White, the writer-producer of God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness, and he left a plethora of DVDs behind. He said, hey, give them away. I said, absolutely. Are you kidding me? So we've got the brand-new Blu-ray and DVD of God's Not Dead. It's got a bunch of other really, really cool bonus features, including Newsboys United, which is the Kirk Franklin version of God's Not Dead song, which I told David, I said, every time I hear that, it chicken skins me. We played it many times, but it was like one of those songs that needed to be on the radio because it's so powerful. They did such a great job. The Newsboys did a great job with, God's Not Dead, the initial version, and that was wild. You know, Michael and the gang just did an awesome job. But you introduce Kirk Franklin into this new version, and oh, it is, it's engaging. But anyway, that's in there. It's all part of it. And so, we're giving them away, and all you gotta do, as usual, just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and say you wanna be put in the HAPA, cause that's where we put all the, requests into the HAPA, and we pull your name, and, shabam, there we are. You get, your free Blu-ray DVD of God's Not Dead, A Light in the darkness. That's the way we roll.
Okay, cool.
Here.
Give me 30 seconds. I'm going to click send an email.
Okay. You can, hey, take 60, but we got to talk here right now first. Hey, let's talk about Planned Parenthood. They've gone absolutely bonkers over the Kavanaugh hearings. They've made it into an issue about abortion. They want to relitigate. See, and the problem, what they forget, the reason that they're in this situation, because the whole abortion issue was never a law. It was an edict by the Supreme Court, the way it came down. And that's why it's got problems. And so, when you violate the Constitution, you violate the rules of play. It may be settled law because of stare decisis, as, legal beagles like to talk about, because it sounds so impressive. You know, you want to shake people up, you say, stare decisis. And they go, it's like Mustafa. You know, they get all wiggy about it because it's, precedent. And then we found out there's precedent, then there's, super precedent, and then there's super duper precedent, whatever it is. But Planned Parenthood is beside themselves, putting $20 million in making this whole issue of Brett Kavanaugh over abortion.
Yeah, well, I have like 10 thoughts on this, but I'll narrow it down to three. As a mom and having 4 kids in 4 years myself, I can tell you that planning to be a parent is when you actually give birth. And so with Planned Parenthood, that name in itself just really makes me livid, honestly, and it's very deceptive. Planned Parenthood is anything from actually helping a parent become a parent when you're killing your innocent life in the womb. So that whole name is very demonic and very deceiving. The other thing I wonder a lot, when you have a lot of people in Planned Parenthood pushing for murder but saying it's just a mass of fetal tissue, once again, deceiving people, making them think it's fetal tissue when actually fetus means little one. I question how many people that back Planned Parenthood have had an abortion in the past.
Right.
Because to me, when I meet people on the road speaking, a lot of them say, you know what? That used to support Planned Parenthood, I did because I was trying to justify my own abortion.
Exactly.
And so I couldn't come to grips with that I killed my baby. And so, yes, it's all about pro-choice, and you got to be able to fight for your body.
And it's
your
my
life.
Body. My body, yes.
Yes.
Right.
And in reality, once women crack down and men who have try to push their wives or girlfriends to have an abortion, they're also hurting. There's an organization that, when I spoke in D.C. at a pro-life march years ago, called Silent No More. If people go to their website, I believe it's silentnomore.com or .org, one of the two. This is for women and men that have over the years said, you know what, I no longer want to support murder. I had several abortions, one abortion, whatever it is, but I want to help save other babies' lives because I know what it really is all about.
Exactly.
Planned Parenthood bill, spending $20 million on pro-abortion candidates of our tax dollars, I already can't sleep at night knowing that my tax dollars are going towards an organization that are killing, 60 million children now and counting. Why are our tax dollars even supporting this to begin with when it is completely against what we believe in?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is the whole contrivance of this whole situation, Tina, and Planned Parenthood is just one of many groups in the Naked City. First of all, in addressing your Planned Parenthood concept, they need the subtext Planned Parenthood for your poor planning. Because of your poor choice.
moment, but I will cover for Bill today. This is Tina Griffin, Counterculture Mom. We were talking about Planned Parenthood, and it does not surprise me we got attacked there with our station, our broadcast here regarding Planned Parenthood. So my main point that I want to just let listeners know is that we cannot support a organization that is killing innocent lives, and we need to be praying that the people in office will be able to pass bills that defund Planned Parenthood. We need to be praying for upcoming election here coming up in 2 months. So with that said, share what Planned Parenthood is all about, the deceptiveness in who they are, what they stand for, even the name of the organization. The other thing I want to make you guys aware of is something that is rather scary in our day and age today. There is a lot of talk about the drag queen story hour for kids, and I posted this on my Facebook page, Counterculture Mom. It is sweeping the nation. It really has. For the last 2 years now, I've gotten a lot of parents that have been texting me, emailing me, saying, Tina, drag queen story hour is going on in my town. What do I do? Well, in the larger cities, L.A., New York, I know Minneapolis had a drag queen story hour recently. They are embracing this new trend. The scary thing is a lot of moms are bringing their kids, not knowing what's really going down once they get there, but then allowing their kids to still stay and listen. And it's totally pushing the LGBT agenda. And they do it under the guise of, we want to make sure that no one is bullying other students. If a five-year-old girl feels like she's really a boy inside, let's just make sure we embrace this and love the young girl, love the young boy, whoever they are. The problem is, there are also a lot of people that are pushing back. It's actually not a problem. It's a good thing. But this is going through even the smaller libraries across the country. And on October 6th, there is a drag queen story hour that the Public Library Board in Lafayette, Louisiana wants to do. However, their actual Lafayette, Louisiana mayor is considering canceling this drag queen story hour. I just posted this on my Facebook page, Counterculture Mom. Get on there, click on this story. And if you know that this is happening in your town, please talk to these people and let them know that you do not want this coming to your local library. It's too many kids are being deceived. To keep in touch with me, please check out my website, counterculturemom.com. Send me any stories you know I need to post to warn other parents about. We have also the Counterculture Mom app. Make sure you download the Counterculture Mom app right now. Get out there. Make a difference. Text GUIDE to the number 444-999 and get on my newsletter list. Thank you. Go out there and let's
talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter.